Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
We'll be right back. intoxicated by thee. She has the slow sensation that he is levitating with she.
Your voice smile.
Good Fortune, one of my favorites from Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, PJ Harvey's fifth album, marking its 25th anniversary this year as we wish happy birthday to Polly Jean Harvey on Thursday, October 9th. She was born in 1969. And from Patti Smith, we heard Dancing Barefoot from the album Wave, released when PJ Harvey was just 9 years old. Welcome to the She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always, as together we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. Before we get into what's coming up this hour, I want to remind you that like everyone in public radio and in the arts and in audio, She Rose is in critical need of financial support. We have our very first fundraising campaign now in progress. You can text to donate She Rose to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or head over to SheRoseRadio.com for more info. Thank you for supporting independent femme and queer-produced radio, and conversations like the one that you're going to hear later this hour with Gatlin. We're going to celebrate her full-length debut album, which just came out. It's called The Eldest Daughter. Don't miss it. It's coming up in the second part of the show. And right now, we're going to wish India Arie a belated happy birthday. Hers was on Friday. She just turned 50. From the 2002 sophomore album Voyage to India, this is Little Things.
Like my neighborhood, and of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. And the little things and the joy they bring. That you're gonna be a little late. Pure as a kiss on a cheek and a word that everything will be okay. Call in the morning from my little sister singing to me happy birthday. In the quest for fortune and fame, don't forget about the simple thing. Yeah. Is lost sight of my goals. I do this for the love of music, not for the glitter and gold. Got everything that I prayed for, even a little more. When I asked to learn humility, this is what I was told. It's the little things, it's the little things, and the joy they bring. It's the little things.
Put my hand by yours, so you know I wanna hold it. say my prayers at night, but I know who controls it. I've fallen hard for you, but I know I don't show it. I take your love for me, but I know I don't own it. It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. Said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it. Fall in love every day now. Think of you when I wake up, premonition of fate. I put my flaws on display to scare you away. You put your feelings on hold. Winter came and it got cold. You wanna be sure that I'm sure that I want you. Not just someone fun to do, someone to hold in zero below. You ask why I'm so cold. Iceberg hard, but look below. Iceberg hard, but look below, I'm sure. It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. I said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it.
Each night, listen close and listen wide. Bring anything from my past life, like, siphon the jade down, yeah, so I watch all the purpose, replace my top light slowly over time.
The seed has all the information.
It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. Said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it.
Happy birthday to Chicago singer, songwriter, poet, and Shiro's alum, Jamila Woods, on Monday, October 6th. From her last album, Water Made Us, that was Tiny Garden. And if you missed Jamila when she was here on Shiro's, check that out on the Shiro's podcast. Also, a throwback to the early aughts for the India Arie track, Little Things, as we wish the multi-Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter a very happy 50th birthday. I'm Carmel Holt, and don't go anywhere, because this week we welcome the Los Angeles via Florida artist Gatlin to the Shiro's Spotlight as we celebrate the release of her full-length debut album, The Eldest Daughter. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We will get you right back to more from Shiro's Radio here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for hanging out with us. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Learn more at watchictv.org. United Way of Bemidji is collecting coats and other winter gear until October 7th at Dress Club Cleaners and both Lucan's Village Foods locations. Items may be new or gently used. Distribution will take place Saturday, October 11th from 9 to noon at First Lutheran Church in Bemidji. And you can help shape the future of our cultural programming by taking a survey on our legacy shows. Find a link at kaxe.org. Going on all next week in Duluth is the Wusos Concert Cafe 1 Week Live. They have multiple bands in each night, and later on they will release the recordings as a compilation of Northern Minnesotan tunes. Wusos 1 Week Live, it is all next week over in Duluth. Right now, let's get you back to more from Shiro's Radio here on KAXE.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Singer, songwriter, musician, and producer Gatlin says that when she was writing her very first songs as a teenager growing up in Florida, there were two very different inspirations at play. On one side was Taylor Swift and romantic breakups, and on the other, the church and worship songs. Today, we'll hear how Gatlin's journey away from her conservative religious upbringing began in college in Nashville, which is where she first seriously began her career. Now, after another move to Los Angeles, 6 years of releasing some successful singles and EPs, touring and writing songs, Gatlin's full-length debut has at long last arrived, and it represents a full-circle moment of revisiting her past through the lens of her queer identity, finding her confidence, and a whole lot of healing. As we celebrate the arrival of the eldest daughter, I'm thrilled to welcome Gatlin as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Gatlin, welcome to Shiro's.
I'm so happy to be here on Zoom with you.
I think it's kind of fun to capture this moment. Tell us everything. Why is this album, The Eldest Daughter, so particularly meaningful? Besides the fact that it's your full-length debut, which is a big deal too.
It is a bit. I've been putting out music for 6 years and finally at my debut. I'm like, been a long time coming. This album is the story of who I am, like my truest self and how I got here. And yeah, I think it was really hard for me to make just because of how I grew up and who I was growing up. And I think, you know, in the South and in Florida, like there's this idea of like presenting this perfect version of yourself or like acting like everything is great and there's no issues, no problems. And I've kind of always been the one that like points things out, but I kind of did it more privately. And so being able to do it so publicly and point out like, these are hard things in my life, this is my story, just feels really empowering and necessary.
That's amazing. Congratulations. And also thank you, because the more vulnerable and open you're able to be, the more that helps other people too.
I hope so. I hope so. It helps me. It helps me when people, you know, are affirming it or feel seen or feel connected to it, because I'm like, okay, I'm not alone in this feeling. Other people are experiencing this. Yeah, it's been great for like connective conversations. I think all music is though.
Agreed. You know?
I guess it had been 6 years of me putting out music. So I was like, it's just time. I want to like have a whole project. I want to like create this world, because I just like love world building so much. And I've done that with my EPs, but I was just like, it's time to have a 10 song situation.
Yeah.
And it really started with Soho House Valet. I had no intention of ever sharing that with anyone. It was just kind of back to how I used to write songs in my bedroom in high school, just for me to process things. And then after a few months, I went back to it and I was like, oh, I think I need to like make a record and this be like the base of this level of honesty and me showing up and telling my story. In the verses, it's just different trauma dumping, like different insecurities I have or like things that have happened that I feel very deeply, and it's very sad. And then in the chorus, it's me being kind of what we were earlier talking about before of, ooh, I just overshared and maybe that was too much and I don't feel good. And I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to like dump all of that on you. Yeah. So it's kind of like that active thing happening in the song.
If I ever opened up about how sad I really am, freak you out, 'cause how could you understand? They say that happy people live longer. I'm trying it all, I'm drinking lots of water. He says things in front of the Soho House Valet. It would be more tragic if it didn't sound so LA. It's uncomfortable to say my daddy called me today, but he did, and I am
One of my favorite songs on the new Gatlin album, Soho House Valet. She's our guest today on She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. We were talking about how this record began, and it began with that song. So how did you then build this world?
The way the album goes, Florida Man is like the end of the story. And then If She Was a Boy is like, and we're going back to the beginning, kind of like in a movie. And If She Was a Boy, I was writing in London and I threw in an old journal because I couldn't find my recent one when I was last minute packing. And I was going through it a day before, right? And I saw If She Was a Boy, I'd Be in Love when I was like 19 years old. And so that's how we wrote that song. And then, I don't know, everything just came in pieces. You know, I wanted to write about feeling like eldest daughter is a lot of times the man of the house. And so I was just like kind of dealing with my gender and that and like being a woman and everything that comes with that and like being belittled. She Rose podcast.
Like, She Rose podcast.
Yeah. It's that. Just being a strong woman and what that means. And and then, you know, the songs like dealing with my family and me coming out or like what I believe politically and socially just kind of covers all of these different tough topics. And I wrote it as I was doing a lot of therapy and doing a lot of work on myself and like would write whatever was coming up. So yeah, it took a long time to write because I was going through a lot. But then yeah, one day I was like, I have 8 songs. I'm like, I almost have an album. This is crazy. So yeah.
What catharsis. That's amazing.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It was part of the healing process, making this album completely.
And then I would imagine something this personal and meaningful to you, it's extra important who you entrust to then make the record itself.
Yeah, I love collaboration. I think you just get so much more and like different perspectives and I always learn. And so, you know, I made a song with my roommate, The Hill, and we co-produced it. And, you know, that one was a hard one because it's about God and like what my relationship with God was like and like how that's changed. And I felt like I lost a big piece of myself. And so that felt like I could only write that with her, like someone I know very well and lives with me. And then a lot of this record was written with other queer people. And so that was just like an automatic understanding and safe space. And then other people that I've worked with several times and I've created a connection with and a trust with. And I feel like everyone who worked on this and played on this, there is like a level of friendship and understanding and trust.
Chloe Kramer has come up before with the Japanese House. So I'd love to see Chloe popping up on your record as well.
She's amazing. When I wrote If She Was a Boy, it was with Chloe Kramer and Amanda Tsai, who are both queer women. And that was the first time I've ever done that. And I was like, oh, this is electric. Like, this is everything. And I've like made such amazing things with amazing men who make me feel so safe and seen and are so talented. But there was just this level of understanding and closeness. Chloe is so amazing. I just saw her a couple weeks ago. I was writing again in London. And she's just such a talented person.
Yeah.
So I feel very lucky to have gotten to work with her.
I caught her like a cold in August. Is there a pill to stop the body aches? She touched my hair, said, wanna be chaotic. I'll do my time and pray it all away. She took all my plans and tossed them. Drew up all my lines and crossed them. Caution, talking to a guilty conscience. I don't really think I'm seeing straight. If I was born another time, another state, would I be torn between someone you love and someone you tolerate?
If She Was a Boy, track 2 on the new Gatlin album, the full-length debut, which is called The Eldest Daughter. She's here with us on She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. For those that don't know your story, could you share with our listeners, who is Gatlin? What is this story that we keep talking about?
Yeah, so I am newly 27 years old. I was born in Kissimmee, Florida, and I'm an eldest daughter. When I was 18, I moved to Nashville, and that's where I started my career. And then I moved out to LA. And then when I came out to LA, I was finally able to like come out and be bold about what I believed in and who I am and write these songs about being queer and being a woman and rejecting MAGA Christianity and this like evangelical Christianity that was very harmful in a lot of ways, and rediscover what my spirituality looks like. And it was kind of like a process of throughout my 20s, now being in my mid to late 20s, being able to say, hi, I'm the eldest daughter, and this is who I am and where I come from. Yeah.
Growing up in a conservative Christian environment, you also, if I'm getting this right, started singing in the church.
Definitely. I was going to be a worship pastor. Like, that was my dream. And so even in college, when I went to Nashville, I went to Belmont University, and I was a religion in the arts minor. And honestly, that's what started the deconstruction of my faith, because these professors who were Christians just really opened a lot of doors. And I studied the Bible, and I was like, wait, all of these things I've been told my whole life, like, that's not what Jesus said, or like, that's not actually what's going on here.
I was just thinking about this whole process that you've been in and how music came to you. Maybe you listened to secular music as well. Did you?
Mm. I mean, I went through like a phase of all other music is evil, only worship music, but no one put that on me. I thought that that was what I was supposed to do. But my dad is like such a music appreciator. And so there was music constantly playing in the house, all kinds. And he used to make me monthly playlists of 10 different songs, all different decades and genres. And so, yeah, I just always loved music. And I always was a performer. I was in choir and musical theater and then church choir. And then, yeah, in high school, it was more, okay, I'm going to go to Bible college, and then that was in the plan.
So when you first picked up a guitar, what was that moment? And when did that segue into writing songs?
Taylor Swift really opened so many doors, I think, for so many young girls. So it was that. It was, mm-hmm. Okay, I want to write songs about my feelings, and I can play the guitar now. And so that's this avenue for that. And I've always been a big feeler. And then, yeah, it would like kind of teeter between, I want to write folk songs about my life, and then, okay, I'm going to be a worship leader. But yeah, the guitar was the game changer for sure. That was kind of the gateway into writing songs.
So Taylor was the model. That was the thing that let you know that this was something that was
possible.
Available to you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because I think in my mind, and it's not the case, but there weren't a ton of examples or like forward examples of girls like writing their songs, playing the guitar. It was a lot of like pop stars or like country stars. And she was so young when I was first picking up a guitar. It was like definitely like the example of all these journalings with these big feelings. Like, I can write them. Whoa. I really liked writing breakup songs. I really liked being sad over boys that yeah. I would not even really date. I was like, nah, I kind of like them. I don't know. But then the breakup, wow, loved that. Really fed off of that.
That's amazing. We have Gatlin here with us on Shiro's, and her full-length debut album is called The Eldest Daughter. Why don't you pick the next track that we go to?
Should we do Man of the House?
Yes. Tell us why it is your feminist track.
Well, it's showing like what it's like to be a woman, and I can now set these boundaries. And I felt like the man of the house growing up, but now I'm like living in an apartment on my own in LA, and I am the man of my own house, and this is my household, and I get to set the rules. And I think I wrote it when I was 25, and it's like good to feel like you can take care of yourself and you're an independent woman. And so I wrote it during that time, and also really was getting hit with a lot of being a woman in the music industry, and some things were making me very angry. And It was just a really fun song to write, and it just feels good. It feels good in my body when I sing it and when I listen to it.
It's just under 800 square feet.
House on the new Gatlin album, her full-length debut. She's our guest today on Shiro's. The album is called The Eldest Daughter. And I'm Carmel Holt. So the feminist track addresses some issues you were saying going in of things that you were encountering as a woman in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about it? What are some of those things that you, as Gatlin, who has been doing this now, like you said, putting out songs for six years already,
yeah,
and has fully committed themselves to this path since you were a teenager, what were some of those challenges that you feel like were specific to our gender?
I mean, I think like the one where I get hit with it the most is touring. You know, you're in like different places in America, and some of the tours I would be the only female on. And yeah, there's just situations that I would get into where, you know, none of the men had to be put in, or like I would feel unsafe. It was just hard to be the only girl in a situation, you know, mm-hmm, like getting catcalled or getting talked to by venue staff in a certain way that just the men wouldn't. And they're maybe like not, the crew not aware of how I'm being spoken for, and I have to like advocate for myself. And I think it's just tough. Yeah, touring and in the studio is where I would see it the most of, we just have to fight. Like really, really fight in ways that men don't have to. And I felt unsafe in so many situations that they haven't had to. And I think, you know, we've talked about it so much and we've seen it so much, but I think that's why it is so important to have diversity in hiring. And now like working with other queer women, and, you know, last night at my album release show, I was playing with two queer people, like AFAB people. And that was the first time I had like a band, you know, that was all AFAB. And I was like, it feels different. It just is different. There's like not any kind of explaining or teaching that has to be done. There's just like an immediate safety and like understanding.
Have you learned to navigate it?
I think sometimes I'm no longer afraid of being perceived as a because it's like, okay, if I was a guy, I wouldn't be thought of as a right now. So I'm just gonna like be who I am and call out what's happening here and like not worry about people pleasing or being liked, because I am secure in who I am and like what's going on here. So I think that's been a big thing of just like being like, hey, this just happened, or like, hey,
yeah,
you know, I think just like calling it out and like also surrounding myself with queer people. Like,
yes.
I think this album, that was like the first time I started doing that, and like now kind of prioritizing that as much as I can.
That is one thing that I feel like has really changed and is changing still, and I hope continues to get even more normalized and commonplace. But I feel like there's way more support for that in the industry.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The other thing that I picked up on, because it's something that I look for, is production credits. And you're already glowing. Give you the glow up on the production credits. Big ups to you for self-producing two of these songs completely. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the importance of that to you and just sort of in general, being tech savvy and also like being empowered to self-produce and take that credit.
Yeah, it's truly something that like never really had crossed my mind. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, I can at times, you know, self-manage. Yeah, I'm going to play these instruments. Yeah, I'm going to write my own songs. But I truly never really thought of that as an option, which I think that's so rooted in the patriarchy. Like, but I don't know. I think they're just like hit a point where there was like this one song that I was trying to articulate what I wanted, but I just never crossed my mind as that could be an option, that I could produce my own music by myself. And it was so fun and I feel good at it. It's something that now I'm like learning. It's like a new facet, you know, now 6 years in of like, okay, this can be like something new and exciting because I've written a lot of songs and know how to do that. I'm just really proud of myself for doing that and figuring it out. Because I think in the past and just in general, like I'll catch myself like, oh, I don't know how to do that. I'll just go like, ask a techie boy, you know?
Totally.
It's just, that's so kind of what it's been like. And so I think pausing and waiting and saying, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take the time to do this myself was a new level of believing in myself and thinking of myself as a capable human being.
I love that. So there's a closing exercise at the end of our conversation. It is the Shiro's magic wand. There's a magic wand for you, Gatlin.
Thank you.
This magic wand, you can change anything in the music industry for women, for non-binary folks, for queer folks, for BIPOC folks, for anybody that doesn't still have an equal platform or an equal say. First wave of the wand.
Oh my gosh.
What would you change?
I know it's like so silly. I don't know why it was my first thought because it doesn't really matter, but it does. I think like the last year Grammys, there wasn't like a single female producer on that list. There are just so many female non-binary people of color, like producers and engineers. And I think, yeah, there's just like no recognition or like a lot less recognition in that way. And it doesn't really matter because it comes from within. But like, I think that that is such a public declaration of things. And like everyone is aware of all of these music award shows. And so I think recognition on that kind of scale, there just needs to be more.
Yeah. If you were going to nominate someone for, I've never asked this question before. I mean, could you think of one if you were going to nominate a femme producer?
I mean, the two really on this record changed a lot for me were Chloe Kramer, who I just think she's absolutely amazing, and Jen DeSilvio. And I've just learned so much from both of them. And, you know, I think Jen also came up at a time where she was like one of the only female producers and had to fight a lot for the place that she's at. And I just think that she should be so much more of like a recognizable, staple, known producer because she is just so amazing and has worked on such huge records.
Why don't we go out with a track that Jen DeSilvio worked with you on from this record? Any suggestions?
Or Christ and Country Club.
It has to be Jesus Christ and Country Club. Okay, can we talk about this song before we go into it? You want to set this up?
Absolutely. This is my big you to MAGA and MAGA Christianity. And I guess like calling out the hypocrisy of it. And that's that.
And that's that. Mic drop.
I walk the line of social suicide. You say you want the stereotype. I was your star.
thanks once again to Gatlin. Thank you for being with us on Shiro's. What a pleasure to have you. Congratulations on the eldest daughter.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you for doing this. And like, this is so great. I haven't been able to like talk about the album in this way, like track by track. So that's really cool. Thank you so much.
Many thanks to Gatlin for being with us. Her full-length debut album, The Eldest Daughter, is available now on Dual Tone Records. Next, we close the hour celebrating two more Shiro birthdays, Tanya Tucker and Brandi Clark, when Shiro's Radio continues.
This is People-Powered Radio, KAXC. We'll get you right back to Shiro's. My name is Malachi Coons. Hope you're having a good day today. We receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device, hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. KAXC started without federal funding in 1976, and today, nearly 50 years later, we find ourselves in the same place once again. It is a powerful reminder that this station has always been people-powered, and today that need is even greater. Join us at KAXC.org. While you're there, find the latest Up North reports for news from our region. Heard on The Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, you can also find it as a podcast. Is there news in your region we should know about? Email news at KAXC.org. Now more from Shiro's Radio.
It's Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Country music legend Tanya Tucker was born October 10th, 1958, and had her first big hit at age 13. The multi-Grammy ACM and CMA winning artist made a big return in 2019 with her first album in over a decade. It's co-produced by Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings. Here's Bring My Flowers Now.
So I said, listen, I said something about going to somebody's funeral or something. I said, bring my flowers now while I'm living. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. All the miles cast a long shadow. I'd take a couple back if I could. I'd have learned to play guitar, tell my daddy more I loved him. But I believe, for the most part, I done good. There's always sunrise and rainbows and babies and the little things I cherish on my way. Even though one day they'll bury me and Jesse Ray, I just know we're gonna ride again someday. I bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. Well, if your heart is in them flowers, I bring them all home. The days are long, but the years are lightning. They're bright and they will never strike again. I wish I'd been a better friend, a better daughter to my mother. There's no going back when your back's against the wind. So if you've got love, then you're sitting on a gold mine, and you can't take it with you when you go. So don't wait, help your sister, forgive your brother and your neighbor. We all think we've got the time until we don't. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them on. If your heart is in them flowers, I bring them on.
Dear insecurity, are we meet again? Don't try to flirt with me. You're not really my friend, but you take up half this bed, living rent free in my head. All insecurity, you show up in my mirror, point out the worst in me. Whisper in my ear that my lips are way too thin, too many miles on my skin. If I can't find a way to get you gone, can we find a way to get along, along, along? You're careless and you're cruel and oh, you're mindless. Maybe you could try a little kindness instead of hurting me. Oh, insecurity. Now, where did you come from? Your immaturity. There's a thing I can't outrun. You're a mean girl, you're a bully. I hope you're having fun. Hey, insecurity, try on all my clothes. It just occurred to me that you may live in my phone. You tell me I don't fit in, push me close to quitting. Love, she's really sure of me. So please don't mess this up. If you cut in on this dance, I may never get another chance. I'll never find a way to get you gone. Instead of hurting. security.
Two songs back to back produced by Brandi Carlile as we wish happy birthday to Shiro's alum Brandi Clark with the song Dear Insecurity and Tanya Tucker with Bring My Flowers Now from the album While I'm Living. That does it for this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thanks as always for tuning in wherever you may be listening together. Let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download, subscribe to the Shiro's podcast wherever you listen to those and to our new YouTube channel, Shiro's Productions. Shiro's is 100% independent, and that's made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. We have our very first fundraising campaign now in progress. You can text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or visit shirosradio.com. Thank you for supporting our work. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
In the sea all the time, but if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still moving me, still moving.